Thank you, Chairman Wicker, and thank you for your statement. I want to say that the as a ranking member in our side of the aisle, we stand with you for any information requests and efforts to get the FAA to comply with what the majority has been requesting. So thank you for that statement. I want to take a moment to recognize the families who've lost loved ones in the Ethiopian Airlines and Lion Air tragedies. I can't imagine the loss of life and the pain that you are still feeling. I appreciate your vigilance, just as I've appreciated the vigilance of the Colgan Air families who often attend our hearings and comment on safety measures before the committee. It can't be easy to continue that role, but we thank you for doing it. All of the voices in these efforts to make our skies safer are important. I also look forward to hearing the testimony of Michael Stumo. We have to get this right for his daughter and the 346 victims of those crashes. Today's discussion is about leadership, about restoring America's leadership in aviation safety. Safety is job one. It's job one in a critical sector that employs 2.5 million people, 150,000 in the state of Washington. But safety is job one because it involves so many lives. The leadership task begins with the FAA and you, Administrator Dixon. We look forward to hearing how your efforts to build the FAA's oversight and capacity to improve safety in response to these two accidents have been undertaken. There have been numerous reports issued since the accidents, and unfortunately, the FAA response to a number of those investigations concerning the masks seem more a rigid acceptance of the status quo than the needed changes that we want to see at the FAA. No matter what the structure of the FAA, it must be clear that it is an independent agency with oversight of certification. We need to have the best workforce, which I believe we do in the Northwest, but we must have experts and investigators that are qualified and technically trained at the FAA to oversee in a sufficient manner the compliance process. Now, there's a lot of discussion about Wall Street and the approach to aviation of value engineering. I'm going to tell you something about the Northwest. The pride of the Northwest is about innovation and solid engineering and solid engineering advancements. It is not about doing things on the quick. It is about doing things deliberately and getting safety right. And I want to see a certification process where we are listening to those engineers at the beginning of the process who are calling out some of these safety issues. The FAA management needs to be willing to back up those engineers on the ground who are calling out safety concerns at the earliest phases of the process, not at the end, and certainly not after certification. The FAA system of delegation dates back to 1958. Actually, it could be traced back to 1927 when private doctors were used to conduct pilot health checks in the aeronautics branch of the Department of Commerce. However, it was the FAA's own action taking authority in the delegation of manufacture for technical approval that started in 2005 under the ODA system. Under this program, the industry engineers acting on behalf of the FAA. These lines of oversight and communication were fragmented. I believe, and I think the chairman believes as well, we need a system of certification where hardworking engineers and engineering safety is driving the certification process, not the other way around. We can't have planes certified and then after the certification have them grounded because of unsafe features. A technical review by the International Safety Authority's Joint Authority Technical Review, JATTER, identified a number of problems with the ODA program and FAA oversight, specifically the need for a more holistic review and the fact that engineering expertise needed to have open communication system and the technology level, the technical expertise level of those engineers needs to be there. So, Mr. Dixon, today I hope that we will hear about what the FAA believes needs to be reformed in this program. What reforms of those suggested by Chairman Wicker and myself do you support? I want to thank Chairman Wicker and his team and my team for working so collaboratively with us and their hard work in introducing this legislation that the chairman just mentioned. I believe it does fundamentally change the way the FAA oversees the certification of large commercial aircraft. Specifically, our bill, the Aircraft Safety and Certification Act of 2020, will revamp the ODA and make sure that the FAA stays in the driver's seat of certification. Under our bill, the FAA will once again be responsible for directly appointing and approving the engineers who are tasked with carrying out the certification on behalf of the administrator. In addition, the FAA will assign safety advisors to closely monitor the performance of these designees, and we also create a new whistleblower protection to fortify the channels of communication and reporting safety. Critically, our bill will end any semblance of self-certification by repealing sections that would give the FAA additional authority for delegation under a specific provision. Our bill also requires implementation of the NTSB recommendations on safety automation and pilot response, as well as safety management system for aircraft manufacturers. I believe these new standards would address the issues of multiple flight alerts and the need for pilot training. So I want to thank Senator Duckworth for her work with me on this legislation, the Aviation Automation and Human Factor Safety Act. The FAA must keep pace with the skills and have the technical capacity to handle an increasingly complex aircraft technology. Automation has certainly helped safety, but the amount of automation and uncontrolled commands and alerts can be confusing, particularly when you only have seconds to respond. So understanding the interactions between human technology and operation environment is becoming more critical to safety in aviation. That is why the bill with Chairman Wicker also establishes a Center of Excellence for Flight Automation and Human Factors and creates an office, the FAA Office of Continuing Education and Training, to make sure that those inspectors maintain and keep the expertise necessary to do the oversight that is required by the FAA. We also need science and technical advisors to address these developing new technologies. With technology changing, building skills is important. And I want to thank Senator Moran for introducing the Foreign Civil Aviation Authority Assistance and Building Capacity Act, which will increase global pilot standards and the FAA's bilateral to improve pilot training. The United States needs to be loud and clear that we want to see strong airmanship. That is to say, a pilot needs to be able to fly the plane without the automation. And I hope that we and you will help lead that effort on an international basis. We also need a strong aviation workforce for the future. And that is why I've partnered with Senator Blunt with the National Air Grant Fellowship Program of 2020, which would create an Aerospace Policy Fellowship and Leaders for the Future Act. It's clear the race for aviation around the globe is on, but we cannot have that race for competition drive us away from a solid safety and certification regime. The solution to that competition, I believe, is to hire and retain the best safety experts that we can find. So I look forward to hearing the ways in which you believe the FAA needs to improve the process. Again, I want to thank Chairman Wicker for his leadership on the bill that we just introduced, and thank him for his focus on this issue. We do need to hold manufacturers accountable for compliance and safety standards through the process. I look forward to continuing to work with him on that. We need to have certain design features that we know are compliant with the airworthiness standard. No one wants to see a process where at the end of the process, it's not clear that the data indicates actual compliance. I will have many questions about this. So, Mr. Dixon, today we're looking forward to the leadership that you will provide in addressing these issues. Safety has to be paramount, and the FAA has to be independent. So thank you for being here, and I look forward to hearing from both our witnesses. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.